网罗天下新鲜好玩有趣的英语表达，尽在
可可英语独家专栏节目医疗吧。
医疗吧，让我们一起来聊聊吧。
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my program. This is Yuki here for you today. 网罗天下，新鲜、好玩、有趣、时尚的英语表达，尽在可可英语专栏节目《医疗吧》。欢迎收听本期的《医疗吧》，我是 Yuki. In today's program, we are going to learn about eat one's words. Eat one'swords， 今天要来给大家讲解的一个习惯用语就是 eat one's words， 请大家一定要注意这里的 words 是复数形式 eat one's words， 当然不是真正的把字给吃掉了。 To eat one's words 作为习惯用语，它的意思就是食言，说了话或者呢是做了保证不能实现，也就是一个人说了话不算数。有的时候 to eat one's words 可能会使自己很窘，比如说一个人向朋友借钱，说好了一个礼拜以后还，但是一个礼拜过去了，他以为能够收到钱的，结果却没有收到，他只好去对他的朋友说 MichaelI'm really embarrassed that I have to eat my own words. The money I expected to receive last week didn't arrive. But I'm sure it's in the mail so I can pay you back before Saturday. Michael, I'm really embarrassed that I have to eat my own words. The money I expected to receive last weekDidn't arrive, but I'm sure it's in the mail, so I can pick you back before Saturday. Mike, 这回我不得不自食其言了，我真是感到非常的难为情。我估计上个星期能收到一笔钱，但是没有收到。不过我肯定是在邮寄的路上，所以在星期六之前，我会把钱还给你的。Michael, I'm really embarrassed that I have to eat my own words. The money I expected to receive last week didn't arrive, but I'm sure it's in the mail so I can pick you back before Saturday. 下面这个例子讲的是一个令人愉快的事情，虽然有人不得不承认错误，这是一个丈夫在说话。When we got married, my younger brother predicted if we never last, that we weren't the right type for each other. But he certainly had to eat his own words and admit he was wrong. When we got married, my younger brother predicted it would never last, that we weren't the right type for each other.But he certainly had to eat his words and admit he was wrong.
我们结婚的时候，我弟弟说我们的婚姻长不了，因为他们说我们夫妻俩不配。但是现在他不得不收回他的话，承认自己错了。
When we got married, my younger brother predicted it would never last.That we weren't right type for each other, but he certainly had to eat his own words and admit he was wrong.
在上面我们举的两个例子里面，说了话而不能兑现的人都能承认自己的错误，但是在现实生活当中，也有一些不能负责任的人经常说了话不算话，还有的人故意讲一些话来欺骗别人，事后就不承认。这些呢，我们都能够用 eat one's words 来形容哦。
Okay, that's all about our today's program. Today we learn about eat one's words. Eat one's words. Remember, 这个 words 一定是复数形式。Please remember, So much for today. See you next time. Bye.